שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 166.
Though we're reading the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we are in item 31. You can send questions through our website, and selected ones will be asked during the lesson. So, 31. The thing is that there is no partzuf, or any degree at all, that does not contain two lights, called surrounding light and inner light. And we shall explain them in Ak, Adam Kadmon. The surrounding light in the first partzuf of Ak is the light of Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality. Following the first restriction and the screen that was erected in Malchut, there was a coupling by striking from the light of Ein Sof on that screen, and using the reflected light that that screen raised, it redrew the upper light to the restricted world in the form of 10 sefirot of Rosh and 10 spheres of the Guf, as written in 25. Yet this extension from Ein Sof in Partzuf Ak does not fill the whole of reality as prior to the restriction. Rather, it is discerned with a Rosh and a Sof. From above downward, its light stops at the point of this world, which is the concluding Malchut, as in the verse, "And his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives." And from within outward, as there are 10 spheres, Kachabtum, from above downward, and Malchut concludes the Ak from below, so there are 10 spheres, Kachab Tum, from within outward, called Mocha Atzamot Gidim Basar and Or. Or is Malchut, which ends the Partzuf from the outside. In that respect, Partzuf Ak is considered a mere thin line compared to Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality. This is so because the Partzuf Or ends it and limits it from all sides from the outside, and it cannot expand and fill the entire restricted space. Thus, only a thin line remains standing in the middle of the space. The measure of the light received in Ak, the thin line, is called inner light. The difference between inner light in Ak and the light of Ein Sof prior to the restriction is called surrounding light. Since it remains as surrounding light around the Partzuf Ak, as it could not clothe within the Partzuf.
Ken, Tov, bo anachnu nikra.
Yes. Well, let's read, we're reading this in 31?
We read all of 31. Okay, so what can I add here? Well, let's start from 30. To understand the matter of cascading degrees by five levels, one below the other, explained above concerning the five Partzufim Ak, as well as all the degrees appearing in the five Partzufim of each world from the four worlds of Bia through Malchut Avasiya, we must thoroughly understand the matter of the refinement of the screen of the Guf implemented in each of the Partzufim from Ak, the world of Nikudim, and the world of correction. Meaning, in all worlds, on all degrees, we have the matter of the refinement of the screen. Meaning, even though the vessel builds the screen and prepares it and puts it in between it and the upper light, that the upper light won't enter the world to receive, like the guest that sits before the table with the host, and the host is pushing him, pressing him, and the guest is saying, no, 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 I don't want, I'm not hungry, even though he's really hungry. But because he wants to remain in contact with the host, not as a giver and a receiver, that the shame prevents him or something, but he wants to turn his desires to bestowing to the host. That's why obviously he's going to go and receive, but only to the extent that by that he really equalizes to the host, he can bestow to the host. That's why here there's a system, a new relationship, which is complex. That it's not just what the host feels like enters the will to receive of the host, of the guest. The guest restricts his will to receive on using it, puts a screen, reflected light, and calculates as much as he can receive from the host in order to be in equivalence with the host, as much as the host wants to bestow to him. In that way, by not receiving, but restricting himself, and then calculating that he's doing it as a favor to the host, by that he's giving back to the host, by that they become equal. That's what the guest wants, not to remain in debt, let's say. He wants his relation, his connection to the host to be as both equal. The host is giving him pleasure, and he is giving him pleasure. They both use different vessels, different pleasures, but still they know how to reach a state where each one makes a favor for the other. That's why above the giver and receiver, this and that and so on, they connect between them. They reach dvikut, because eventually each one on his behalf wants to only be in bestowing to the other. That's clear. No. But only to the point.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Again. Rav, after the restriction, the way I understand from item 31, there's only surrounding light?
We didn't talk about it now. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, this form of relation between the host and the guest called the thin line, it's a condition for a equivalent form. Is that part of the world of Ein Sof?
Everything comes from Ein Sof. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что я могу отдать Творцу как равный?
What can I give the Creator as an equal to Him?
You imagine of being a guest at someone's house and how you organize the connections between you on the condition that the guest really wants to fill the host, prepared everything for him, troubled for him, and the guest is using this, his will to receive, and all the fulfillments that the host is presenting to him. And then he plays with them in such a way that it really turns out that he fills the host. Because he restricts himself and starts receiving from the host only under the condition that he knows he's not receiving from him, but filling him. That's why he becomes... He supposedly becomes the host, and the host becomes like the receiver for him. That's why there starts a new relationship starts between them.
However, here his bestowal
that's not important. I perform a restriction and I tell the host, stop. I will receive from you as much as I can in order to bestow to you, and not to my will to receive, to bestow, to get, to take fulfillment. But I'm bestowing to you, meaning all the pleasures I receive, and I must receive them and feel the pleasure. I am doing all this in order to fill your deficiency. What deficiency does the Creator have? The Creator wants to give, like a mother to the baby. He wants to give. And if we or the baby don't receive, then the mother or the Creator suffer. And we use that deficiency, that suffering, and we will now fill them. That's the work. Think about it more, and you'll understand. There's no problem in that. You have examples of it in our world too.
The
problem is, when pleasure comes, how can you combine it with the feeling of the Creator rather than pleasure?
You're right. Here, we first of all have to perform a restriction, meaning uplift above pleasures and deficiencies for the pleasures, to be above them. That's called to acquire the force of a masach. And then we work with the force of the masach in bestowal, in faith above reason. It's not simple. It's work. But we get these forces also from above, from the Creator. He is the bestowing force, the force of bestowal. So we're asking of Him, give us the force of bestowal, that we will have it. Otherwise, we won't be able to bestow. And if that's the way we turn to Him, and really turn to Him in the connection between us, in the tent, if we turn to the Creator that we won the force of bestowal, then we receive it.
Baltia 1.
Hello, Rav. What gives me the confidence that I'm working for the Creator rather than myself?
Working not for myself, but for the Creator, gives me the ability to rise above the feeling of this world to the feeling of the spiritual world, and to live above all the discernments of this world, time, space, motion. And then I, by this, raise myself to the degree of the upper world, and also by that, I fill the Creator with my attitude. By that, I give Him contentment. And on the way, I connect to all the created beings, and along with them, we come close, all of us together, to the Creator.
Можно?
Can.
Ну, я чуть-чуть немножко это не то имел в виду. Но я имел в виду, как я могу...
That's not exactly what I meant. What I meant was, how can I feel that I work correctly? It's clear to me, this will shift me to a new dimension.
Only by you annulling towards the ten, you have no other way in somewhat to check yourself. Only towards the ten. That's why the Creator broke the vessel of Adam Rishon. We still forget what the purpose of the shattering of the Kli was. Because it works against our ego so much that we don't want to remember it. But that's what happens, that the Creator created the state of Gmar Tikkun and broke it. And now we need to discover it ourselves and attain that state of Gmar Tikkun. Then we have all the data. We just have to connect it all and ask Him to resurrect it.
Barur.
Clear?
Tov.
Okay.
Karata,
did you read 31 once, right?
Once, yeah.
So again.
Item 31. The thing is that there is no partzuf for any degree at all that does not contain two lights called O Makif, surrounding light, and O Pnimi, inner light. And we shall explain them in Ak. The O Makif, the surrounding light of the first partzuf of Ak, is the light of Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality. Following the first restriction and the screen that was erected in Malchut, there was a Zivug Da'aka'a from the light of Ein Sof on that screen. And using the reflected light that the screen raised, it redrew the upper light to the restricted world in the form of 10 Sfirot of Rosh and 10 Sfirot of Guf. Yet, this extension from Ein Sof in Partzuf Ak does not fill the whole of reality as prior to the restriction. Rather, it is discerned with a Rosh and a Sof. From above downward, its light stops at the point of this world, which is the concluding Malchut. As in the verse, and his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives, and from within outward, as there are 10 sfirot, kachab tum, keter chokhma bina tiferet malchut, from above downward, and malchut concludes the ak from below, so there are 10 sfirot kachab tum, from within outward, called Mocha, Atzamot, Gidin, Basar, and Or. The Or, in Hebrew skin, is Malchut, which ends the Partzuf from the outside. In that respect, Partzuf Ak is considered a mere thin line compared to Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality. This is so because Partzuf Or ends it and limits it from all sides, from the outside, and it cannot expand and fill the entire restricted space. Thus, only a thin line remains standing in the middle of the space. The measure of the light received in Ak, the thin line, is called inner light. The difference between the inner light in Ak and the light of Ein Sof prior to the restriction is called surrounding light. Since it remains as surrounding light around Partzuf Ak, as it could not clothe within the Partzuf.
Now, briefly, questions. PT 13.
What does it mean from within outwards? What value?
Can't hear you.
What is the meaning of from within outwards? What values are there?
We'll learn it from inside outward. It's mochat, samot, gidin, basar, and all. That's the way the partzuf grows horizontally. PT 9.
Arav, can I still ask about the screen?
Try.
Because you said we have to build a relation to the Creator like the guest to the host. And the screen is described as a calculation. That's also you said. You calculate how much you can receive exactly.
When we reach connection with the Creator, that we have restriction, screen, reflected light, then we can start calculating.
So what comes first, the ability to make the calculation or the screen?
How can you calculate if you don't have the screen? First restriction, then a screen, then reflected light. Where are you calculating exactly?
That's what's not clear.
So you don't know what restriction, screen, and reflected light means.
I understand that the restriction should come first, but it's as if the screen is defined as the ability to calculate, right?
Yeah.
So what does it mean, until I have a screen, I can't calculate?
If you have a restriction, after the restriction, you start opening that calculation as much as you can, from easy to difficult. And then, in such a way, you can check yourself as much as you can or can't.
So that's what I wanted to ask, because you said a few times, today too, you also went over, throw your intellect and work only with your emotion. So what is this very intellectual process that's described? You examine how much you can.
You check these things in your feelings. You calculate in your feelings. The Creator, except for the will to receive, didn't create anything. And the mind that develops next to the will to receive in order to measure what's desired or not, and in what way, and so on.
What does it mean to make a calculation with the emotion?
In what depth of a feeling can I receive the pleasure in order to not fail, but to aim it in order to bestow? Chadera 2.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you very much. The second part, when he explains from within outward, is not clear where the inner light and the surrounding light are. What is the surrounding light when you talk about from within outward?
Or
light comes to the potsuf. It's still limitless, no limitations. The potsuf doesn't limit itself. Then it stands and doesn't want to receive and starts calculating what part he can receive, what part he can't receive, and then starts receiving. The part that does receive is called inner light. The part that he can't receive remains on the outside. That's called surrounding light. Also in the inner light and in the surrounding light, there are many other lights that include them. What are you asking?
What I'm asking is, he explains in the first part, just as you're saying that Enoch, there is inner light and surrounding light, and the world of Ensof is a surrounding light of the world of Ak. But from within outward, in the second part, when he talks about Mocha, Atzamot, Gidin, Basar, and Dor, where here is the surrounding light with Potsofak?
We are not talking about lights that aren't in the length of the potsuf, but in the width of the potsuf. Mocha, tzamot, gidim, basar, ol. And we're not going to discuss it right now. Here in the preface, he doesn't touch it. He just says it exists. That you have a potsuf.
Yesh lecha potsuf. Rosh.
You have the Rosh, Toch, and Sof. And the Patsuf receives light through the Rosh. This light enters the Toch of the Patsuf and isn't accepted in the Sof.
As Kan Birosh.
So here in the Rosh, we only have a calculation. The Rosh, the head. It's better if we... This is called Rosh. This is called Toch. Maybe this is how we write it, I don't know. And this is Sof. The Sof of the Potsuf. So in the Rosh, there's only a calculation. All the lights are here, and you calculate. This is where the Peh is. Peh.
Kan tabur.
This is the tabur.
Vekan ze siyum.
And this is the siyum.
Velachen birosh kol aurot.
All the lights are in the rosh, but it's not. It doesn't mean that we're accepting them, only feeling them and calculating upon them. What we receive is in the toch, as much as they didn't receive in the toch, and it remains for the self, and the self doesn't want to receive, the self here doesn't want to receive. So all this light remains on the outside of this, the potsuf, and it's called surrounding light. And what enters inside, that's called inner light. That's it. There are many things here, but we'll learn it gradually.
Turkey 3.
Turkey 3.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you, Rav. Question from my friend. Why did Creator shatter the Gemar Tikkun that he created?
In order for us on our own to reach it, and from that we will learn what the vessel is made of, and from it we'll also know who the Creator is, in order to be able to resemble Him and be like Him on His degree. Nice question. To the point. Max 6.
Да, спасибо, учитель. Возможно, вы уже ответили, но все-таки вот.
Короче, как, короче.
Thank you, dear teacher.
Отталкивать и принимать угощение.
How can a guest understand how to, when to?
It's a calculation that happens in the Rosh. We do it in the connection with the group. PT 6.
What is a zivug?
Zivug, or the coupling, means connection. And coupling by striking means connection through rejection, that I reject my will to receive, and by that I can connect with the light.
The light performs the zivug, or the light and vessel come together, they make a coupling, or what's happening?
What did I just say?
I heard what you said.
What did I say?
You said that the zivug is when...
You see, as much as you listen to me, and you want me to listen to you. It's not the first time, but I'm telling you it's the last time. Zivug, the coupling by striking, means that I strike the upper light with my screen, that I don't want to receive it, but afterwards I calculate as much as I still can calculate in order to bestow, and then I receive that part that I decided to receive in order to bestow. That's why it's not just a zivug, just a coupling. Coupling is connection, but through striking, by rejecting, and checking as much as yes or no.
That's why you confused me, because you're saying that you're checking, you're examining, you're performing a zivug. You're not saying the light performs the zivug. Here it says the light performs.
Okay, you're right. Think more and maybe you understand more. I know you a bit. And to philosophize with you isn't my plan. Latin 7.
Rab, Bore rompió rompió la vasija que había creado.
The Creator broke the vessel He created, and the created being existed already. Did the created being take this decision along with the Creator? Did the created being agree, or was it the Creator's decision?
There wasn't a created being yet. There still wasn't a created being before the shattering of the vessel, the shattering of the soul. But the Creator did it all from a need of preparation, that the future created being that needs to come out of this preparation, he will be able to feel and connect and understand and build himself as the Creator. So that's why we need to prepare for that created being all those parts, conditions, forces that the created being will be able to take all parts of creation, the shattered parts, that there are supposedly no connections between them, and start assembling this puzzle, that eventually what he feels, or what he puts together, is a whole world, the complete world, Gmar Tikkun, that in it, the will to receive that the Creator created to begin with goes through all stages in order to know how opposite it is from the Creator and to build himself as resembling the Creator. And you have all the conditions to do it.
Brazil 2.
Brazil 2.
Olá, Rav. Posso fazer uma pergunta a respeito da do Congresso? Pergunta formulada para
Can I ask about the Congress? A question from my ten about the Congress.
Okay, let's ask.
Ken.
Yeah.
Como podemos desenvolver o trabalho de conexão com a intenção comum de garantir o nosso nascimento espiritual?
How can we do the work of the connection in order to make sure we're going to have a spiritual vessel?
We need to try and be in the lesson every day after the lesson to meet at least twice with the group, to try and repeat, go over the topic of the lesson. And if you have more time and strength to speak with the group about our necessity to be connected and studying according to that, usually it's Rabash articles of the group. And in this way, we can come closer and be sure that we will succeed.
Zeo. Tov, PT 25.
One more question about the screen, if I may. In the restriction, we say that we push away the light altogether, we're not willing to receive. And then we're saying that in the screen too, we push away the light back. Meaning, is in Zivug Daka there is also a rejection. Is there a difference between these two actions?
Of course there is. In the restriction, we restrict the will to receive. It's not called rejection. It's an action towards the will to receive. And then in the screen and reflected light, it's an action already towards the host. How we, from rejecting through the restriction, we connect to the host, and then we can check as much as we can activate ourselves in reception in order to bestow in connection to the host. Meaning there are two opposite actions here. There's the restriction that I restrict my will to receive from direct reception, and there is an action of the masach that I connect to the host in order to receive from him, in order to bestow to him. And that is why, with the action of the Masach, there are a lot of actions and forces that contradict and lights that expand in the Parzuf from above downward, from below upward. All this is the work in the Masach. But there has to be a restriction before the Masach, that in the desire to myself, I do not use it.
Holland 1.
Holland 1.
We'd like to continue the question from Brazil 2 about the preparation of the Congress. And our question is about the focus of our work in relation to the preparation of the Congress. And the question is, in what is our work different during the day in comparison to the work during the morning lesson? How can we use both the time in the morning lesson and between the morning lesson in the most beneficial and complementary way to prepare us and to build a form for Ibur for the common Congress?
All of our work is how to reach connection, that in it we resemble the Creator. And in such a way, we can reach our Gemar Tikkun. We resurrect ourselves from the shattering to a corrected state. That's our work. And we talk about it a lot. And sometimes we need to summarize. So the summary, we do it in a form of a congress, so that we all together come, even those that aren't really with us usually, men, women, and in such an intensity, we try to connect. What's important in the connection between us and the Congress, that in advance we are aimed at accepting everybody, thinking of everybody, to understand that we must keep the laws of Ovut. And that is what we, I guess, we'll be learning about in the Congress, mainly around the mutual avut, the mutual guarantee that we need to connect. Man will help his friend, and we all together are reaching a mutual desire, mutual intention, a feeling, a mutual feeling between us, that in it we discover the Creator in the whole way. In this whole manner, there are different degrees, but it is already something that fills us. Let's hope we reach it.
PT 12.
PT 12.
Rav Shalom, Shela Mea Siria.
Rav, hello, a question from our 10. What, in your opinion, should 10s do in order to be ready for the Congress? What actions?
First of all, be with us in all the lessons. Throughout the day, do what you're supposed to do. And in between, the main thing, in each and every 10, there has to be some inner connection, more and more, that they're feeling that they're coming closer to one another, and the 10 is becoming more closed in. And in such a way, they feel themselves more and more connected, each and every 10 will advance towards the Congress. And the Congress, by having many 10s and all wanting to reach connection, it will work even more because the surrounding light works on each and every ten, and then it will really help all tens to advance, and every person in his ten. And all of our work should be measured as much as I identify with my ten. And afterwards, as much as my ten identifies with all other tens. Let's say the ones that are near, 10 tens, 100 tens, 1,000 tens. As it's written in the Torah, that there was a division in the nation by Jethro. And in such a way, we reach the corrections. And all the world, and according to that, will awaken. The awakening of the world depends, all in all, on the connection between us. That is all I can say about this.
Kent. No. No, PT 12.
Come on, PT 12.
אני לא מבין
מה. Rav, עוד שאלה, איך אנחנו...
Rav, one more question. How can we connect together the action of all the tens from the world league to become one ten?
For now, talk about it. Be concerned that everybody is in the same task. And through the actions, we'll reach more closeness and understanding of one another. Okay?
Tov. No, Mach 3.
Okay, Mach 3.
Здравствуйте, Раф, мировой Кли. Вопрос от десятки по поводу подготовки к Конгрессу.
Hello, Rav. World Kli. A question from our 10 about the preparation for the Congress. What connections between us in the 10 should we build in order to be a womb? And how can we build them?
Rabash
writes about it in his articles. I don't know. All the actions that we speak about all the time. You have to imagine that in the 10, you want to absorb, to encompass all of humanity, just gradually, from the inner point to more external spheres. And when you depict it and do actions in according to that, so you are truly doing the right work. That's all. So let's end the lesson here. Tomorrow we are, like we agreed, we will go to the document called, how's it called? The Creator is revealed in the connection between us, right? The Creator is revealed in the connection between us. Try and see what's in there and read a few excerpts from there. A few, I don't know, 3-4 excerpts from this document. You can read it, so we'll go through them quickly tomorrow in depth. Well, Moshe?
So we have one announcement. The schedule for today starts at 10:30 until 11:30. We're going to have a writer's meeting with Dr. Rav Lightman. At this, we conclude. Let's sing.
מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב? יוצא אל הרחוב, מתערבב בתוך כולם. מי צריך את מי יותר, אני או העולם? Here we are, you should come along. With one voice, we can spread this song. Bring down the world.
together we cannot be wrong.
Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я.
Here we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread this song.
Deseo por la unión.
Todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad.